Hi, I'm Jay Guerrero.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Scott.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Well, you've done a lot of this, right?
Yeah.
Through lots of things. Like, what else have you done this through? This kind of thing.
This is actually the first time I've done like an event like this,
okay.
Where you, I've done similar, like the kind of style of that conversation, but not specifically on trans issues.
Right.
I facilitated one. I was doing actually a workshop, a training, an all-day training for LGBT organizations that wanted to be more trans-inclusive.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I actually did facilitated a similar style, where I had trans folks in the middle and then the LGBT organizations on the outside, where they got to ask questions of what they could do to be better organizations.
Uh-huh.
And then I actually had the trans folks turn around and have a conversation with them, each other, to have them talk about why they didn't feel part of the LGBT movement.
Huh.
And so that those organizations could hear
Whoa.
What that was like.
That sounds intense.
It was intense.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I think it's sometimes actually easier to have conversations with people outside the LGBT movement than it is to have it within our own
Absolutely.
Community.
No, I felt that actually today.
Yeah.
Like, because there's something so earnest about these questions, because they come from a good place. They're just like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And so many times, like, in LGBT events or communities, there's a feeling of like, well, I've already got it. So suddenly it feels almost like there's not conflict necessarily, but there's sort of like friction there.
It's a turf war.
It's a turf war.
Yeah.
A turf war of like gender identity. I don't know what that would even be, that turf war.
Well, I think there's also something where the stereotypes against gay and lesbian people have been stereotypes about gender and gender presentation.
Yeah.
And so my experience has been that because of those being used and feeling like, well, we've already, you know, like, I'm not a man who wears a dress. Those are
right.
those people over there.
Right.
There's that hierarchy of Olympics of oppression.
Right. And like, you're just holding us back by
right.
clinging to this idea of gender presentation being more important or being something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels so fuzzy.
And there are people in our trans community that don't identify as gay or lesbian or bisexual.
Yeah,
and so,
that's so true.
And yeah. we have homophobia in our own trans community, and there's transphobia.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I also feel like as a somebody who identifies with the LGBT as a gay person,
mm-hmm.
it feels more personal when mm-hmm. I'm not accepted by people in the LGBT community.
Yeah.
Whereas in the mainstream or straight community or cisgender, like, I'm like, of course, you don't get it. You haven't, you know.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they
there's
get a pass.
There's more grace. Yeah,
they get a pass. There's more grace. There's more, like, flexibility. Whereas you want more to come from the community. At least before I came out as trans, I was, like, a queer woman. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I have so much support here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came out as trans, I was like, where did you all go?
Yeah. Yep.
And then I didn't know where to go for a long time. So
yeah.
I was like trying to find trans people, and that just felt like a weird piecemeal thing, because that was like over 12 years ago, 13
mm-hmm.
years ago. And then it was just like, you're on like an email forum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Who does that anymore? No
AOL chat room.
AOL chat rooms. LiveJournal.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone is on LiveJournal. Yeah. I was like, you say that now, I'm like, what's that?
Or there was that message board. I can't remember what the name of it was.
Yeah.
There was one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's nice that there's so much more communication. But then I feel like it just opens up more. Well, it's good that it opens up more ways to talk to each other, but then it also opens up more complexities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I've started to meet more transgender men who are in relationships with other men or other transgender men,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't the case.
Yeah, I think that for a long time there was a kind of a stigma against it, or
yeah.
a fear that it was like, well, you were gay before. Why are you, what, now you're just gay, but in a different way? Like, it got very confusing
yeah.
to talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Would you do another event like this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, why not? Would you?
I don't know. You know, I actually, having been, I mean, I've been a trainer for a really long time, and I never told my own story. And being asked, honestly, being asked the same question of like, how did you, when did you know, got really tiring quickly.
I think, well, yeah, maybe not like a round robin where everyone is like, when did you know? How did you know?
Yeah.
What did you do? How did you do it? Like, if you get to say that once, that's kind of great.
Right.
And then, you know, the over and over again is a little much.
And I get that people want to understand it better, but I think there's something about getting beyond that. Like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe being out, I've been out for 20 years. Like, I'm like, can we talk about something else?
Oh, yeah.
That's like,
no, definitely.
What is it like to be a trans person today and how hard it can still be as opposed to like 20 years ago?
Yeah, because there were difficulties 20 years ago, but now you have new exciting difficulties to deal with.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Which people don't even... That's the thing, though, is people don't even know about those if they don't have this, like, starting point.
Yeah.
It's just that the starting point can get so repetitive sometimes.
It's tiring.
It gets a little tiring.
When do we get past the starting point?
Give it a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.